And right now we're looking at the investment industry here in the UAE. Delighted to be joined in the studio by Kai Schneider, who's a partner with the law firm Latham & Watkins here in Dubai. Kai, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Richard.
So new laws that came into force in the past few days are set to shake up the investment fund industry, both for investment funds based here in the UAE, but also for international funds looking to raise money here in the Emirates from investors, people working hard like you and I. Tell us briefly, because I know you've done an awful lot of work on this, what has changed and why should we care?
Well, first of all, the regulation is still not actually effective. It's been published and approved by the board of the SEA, and it will be effective the day after it's published in the official gazette, which we expect sometime in September. But why we should care about this is, from a local perspective, this will now require SCA, so Securities and Commodities Authority, approval for the formation of any local fund, and it will also require the SCA's approval for the marketing of any foreign fund in the UAE.
My first reaction to this is, did they not need that already? But reading some of your reports, you address this, and you say we're now, in some senses, falling in line with international best practice, and the phrase you use is twin peaks. What do you mean by that?
That's right. So the central bank and the SCA have had some discussion in the last year or two about...
Just remind us, what is the SCA that you're talking about?
The Emirates Securities and Commodities Authority. They've had some discussion about moving towards a twin peaks model of regulation, away from a single regulator model, which was traditionally the central bank, especially in the investment fund space. And a twin peaks model would keep certain levels of regulation, so prudential regulation with the central bank, but move some of the conduct of business, approval of investment funds, investment management, investor protection type regulations over to the SCA. And that's what this regulation is a step in doing.
So why are they doing this? What problem does it solve?
Well, this is really a response to the financial crisis over the last few years. We've seen similar steps in regulation both in the U.S. and the U.K., which is also moving more towards a Twin Peaks model of regulation. The U.S. has a sort of scattered approach and has many, many regulators based on a functional approach to looking at business lines. So this is, you know, one of many steps that the central bank and the regulators in the UAE are taking to address some of those risks that occurred during the financial crisis.
I was down in DIFC today and I was having coffee with someone who works in the investment industry who was talking about this and is organizing a whole bunch of research on it, because it's an industry, it's an issue that's got the industry talking and talking quite animatedly. But tell me this, Kai. If there's a doctor driving home, or an airline pilot, or somebody who works in a school or is a teacher who is just working here and saving money, does it affect them in any way? Does it affect people who don't wear pinstripe suits in DIFC?
It will affect the products and the process that they go through before they're actually offered to individuals in the UAE. So any large bank who's offering products to individuals in the UAE, including expats, will have to now go through this ESCA approval process or SCA approval process.
Anecdotally, you get lots of horror stories about people living and working here, ordinary guys, teachers, doctors, whatever it may be, even journalists perhaps, who bought an investment fund and then, you know, 6 months down the line realized that the fees are sky high. They didn't know what they were buying. They're locked in for 30 years and it's completely inappropriate for what they wanted. You've heard those stories as well, I'm sure, anecdotally. Is this legislation going to tackle that kind of thing in any way, shape or form?
That's the intention. The intention is that now the SCA will have monitor the system more, pay more attention to especially foreign funds that are marketed into the UAE. If you can't do it without their approval, you know, now they will be able to monitor the funds going in, look at the terms, hopefully prevent some of the risk that existed before. You know, in terms of an individual doctor riding home or someone here in the UAE looking to buy a foreign product, I don't think it'll really change the offerings that they currently have in terms of the products they can buy. I think it's going to affect more the institutional investors, so the larger investors rather than the individuals.
You've worked in a number of different jurisdictions. You come from North America. You have that background. What's your sense, looking at this legislation, of what it might mean for us here in Dubai and the UAE as a financial services hub?
I think the biggest impact is going to be, at least in Dubai, on the DIFC. So the DIFC has, over the last few years, been rather successful in attracting foreign fund managers and sponsors into the DIFC to use it as a gateway to the UAE to market their products. That gateway is now officially closed. And so now, because you need approval onshore when you go outside the DIFC from the SEA, you can no longer simply get approval in the DIFC and then market across the street. You now need to get a second approval onshore in the UAE, and you also need to appoint a local distributor in the UAE. So it sort of eliminates the advantage of the DIFC from that perspective.
Has there been much resistance or pushback to these new regulations from organizations, international organizations operating within DIFC?
Absolutely. There were roughly 500 pages of comments submitted by the industry to the SCA when they published these draft regulations back in January 2011. Personally, I think that's a tremendous success just in itself, that regulations were published and commented on by the industry, and there was that back and forth and that dialogue with the industry. But there's been quite substantial pushback from the industry.
So playing devil's advocate, I would argue that this adds another layer of bureaucracy, another layer of red tape, another layer of administration that organizations selling funds have to put in place. And that may well lead to another layer of fees that our doctors and airline pilots have to pay. Is there any substance to that argument?
Yeah, there is some substance to that argument. I mean, the counter-argument to that is the regulations and the oversight by the SEA is helpful in protecting investors who don't know better and buying into these products. But it definitely adds another layer of compliance, which, of course, increases expense.
My final question is this. If you look at this and put it in the context of other regulatory changes that we've had within the financial services industry here in the UAE over the past few years, partly in response to the financial crisis, but not just that, to what extent are we getting towards a robust set of regulations for the financial services industry that are fit for the purpose of making the UAE the Middle East's premier financial hub?
This is a step in the right direction. There's still much that needs to be done. I think, unfortunately, these regulations don't go as far as we would like them to have gone. There should have been a more clear private placement regime that would have avoided SCA approval for certain private placements to high net worth and institutional investors. But it's a step in the right direction. It shows that the SCA and the central bank are focused on this area, focused on making the UAE a center for asset management and the financial services in the region.
Listen, Kai, we really appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us tonight and shedding some light on this. Kai Schneider is a partner with the law firm Latham & Watkins here in Dubai, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you.